You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. While our work at Solano State Prison has just begun, we've been working with men at San Quentin State Prison since 2012. Our training there results in San Quentin Radio.
San Quentin Radio, bringing you informative educational stories from the inside out.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop, and all of a sudden, you heard this.
Many of the people incarcerated at San Quentin Prison have faced hardships in their life growing up in this country, like poverty, racism, and violence. And some wrestle with trauma that came with them when they migrated from other countries, places that were embroiled in war. Ton Tran has the story of one man who reflects on a life shaped by violence.
Shanton Bunn is still hardwired from the experiences in his past.
I was taught every time there's a loud bang, I run for shelter.
Shanton survived the Cambodian genocide that started in 1975 when the Khmer Rouge took over Cambodia. When Shanton was 5 years old, his family and thousands of other families had to flee their country to stay alive. When I talked to Shanton about his childhood, he would tell me the craziest things, but in the most matter-of-fact way.
I've seen a lot of dead people. When we were crossing the border from Cambodia to Thailand, we had to go in the dark. We always moved in the dark. And I remember clips of moving in the dark, and they're always telling us to be quiet. But every time you go, my mom would always, don't look, but you'll see dead people.
The Khmer Rouge would hunt down and kill anybody they caught trying to escape Cambodia during this time. And Shanton remembers a moment when he and his family barely escaped with their lives.
During our journey coming up here, I remember the last night they were chasing us, and we ran into a Red Cross hospital. The odor of alcohol was so strong, and I seen people band-aid, and I just smelled alcohol real strong. We hid in the back, and I thought there were some people hiding with us, because I seen this face looking at me. And I kept on looking, and I was like, damn, he don't blink. And for some reason, I started realizing, oh, that's a dead guy.
I asked Shanton to share his story of immigrating to America with me. And for him, it was a definite culture shock.
When I came to Fort Worth, Texas, it was a new experience. It's the first time I rode in a car, first time I seen snow, first time I lived in a house that wasn't made out of straw, the first time I seen canned beef. First time I ate beef. It was a lot of firsts.
Shanton had a lot of difficulties transitioning to American culture. And in order to survive, he used the belief systems he carried with him from Cambodia.
In Cambodia, we have a saying, as long as you're alive. Coming here, it was the same mentality as long as you're alive. Because when I watched my uncle and them gangbang, every injury that we had, we never called the authorities because we were scared of them. Where we came from, the authorities robbed us. And we would not call the authorities, whatever it is.
Shanton grew up and started committing crimes, going in and out of juvenile hall. He was forced to meet with counselors about his bad behavior, but he says the counselors weren't very helpful.
I believe it's just they didn't understand where I came from or what I went through.
Shanton says he didn't trust the authorities to keep him safe. That's why he joined a gang. He saw it as a way to protect himself and his family. It wasn't until he got to prison that he realized why he did these things. Shanton's not alone either. There are other children of war in prison. People who have seen extreme violence and are shaped by it.
I've always seen myself as a survivor, and it was surviving through any means. It was robbing, either stealing, killing. It led to the way I live my life. It led to my crime. It led to the way my belief system, the way I thought, the way I interact with humans, period. I didn't understand that until I came to San Quentin and start taking groups and start realizing and looking over my life, because I don't talk about my life until I got here. They're like, you have to talk about it.
Shanton's still healing from what he lived through in the Cambodian genocide, but at least now he's talking about it. From San Quentin Radio, this is Ton Tran.